The Gateway of India, a massive stone arch at the southeastern waterfront of Bombay, attracts foreign and domestic tourists alike. It is at the edge of the historical heart of India's largest city and the embarkation point for ferries to the cave temple of the Elephanta Island. Hustlers, hawkers and beggars besiege the tourists.
Where are you from?
Pune.
So do you come here every day?
Yeah, every day come here.
And what do you do?
It's very begging.
And do you make a living like this?
Yeah.
Do you make enough?
Yeah.
So how much do you make a day?
This 70 rupee, 20 rupee, this very help, babe. This tourist man coming for her.
Did you ever try to find a job?
No job, looking by her.
Why not? Why not a job?
This very big man, no job for her, this poor people.
You can get a job.
No job.
Young female beggars like this one usually have a child in one arm and an empty baby bottle in the other. Taxi driver Maggi says the child is not necessarily theirs.
They are the begging like a very professional type.
In his words, begging is almost a profession in India and some beggars are organized in union-like groups. According to Maggi, a woman can borrow a baby for a day of begging. Children as young as 3 or 4 can also be seen begging. This 10-year-old girl from Pune, a town some 170 kilometers south of Bombay, says she lives in a Catholic orphanage.
Do you go to school?
I'm going to school.
You are going to school?
I'm no life, madam, but I want to go to school. School today, holiday, no? That's why I'm here begging.
What do you want to become when you grow up?
Grow up, I'm here business then.
So why do you beg?
Because, madam, I have a small sister, 1 month. I don't know, that's very problem. I'm here alone.
Other signs of urban poverty are the decaying and moss-ridden facades and makeshift shelters almost everywhere, in some of the central streets as well as in the suburbs, under the bridges and along the highways. Local writer and scholar Kanan Srinivasan says the poor condition of some of the buildings does not necessarily mean poverty, but slums and beggars do.
It means that you have a peculiar real estate market in Bombay where you have very high profits on knocking down buildings and rebuilding them, and no returns in renting them. And so you have an economy which is focused on real estate speculation. So a lot of rich people live in these dilapidated looking buildings. That is another oddity of Bombay. But what is really appalling are the people who live in those shanty towns, and many people who live on the pavement and sleep on the pavement.
Indeed, one must be careful not to step over a sleeping body on the sidewalks of Bombay and Calcutta. Mr. Srinivasan says the number of slum and pavement dwellers has grown in recent years, and they now make up more than a half of Bombay's population.